As we follow the exodus of people from Afghanistan, Syria, and elsewhere to Europe, it's become apparent that smugglers aren't the only ones profiting from the desperation of refugees. Legitimate businesses are making money, selling everything from tents to phone cards. Joanna Kakissis reports from Belgrade on one of those businesses and the agile entrepreneur behind it.
Ali Alik orders chicken and rice, a dish known as biryani in his native Pakistan. At this no-frills cafe in the Serbian capital, he's also paid about $15 for a phone card and use of one of the computers upstairs, where he Skypes with his family in Punjab. And he's leaving today.
Where are you going to now?
I'm going to Norway.
You're trying to go to Norway?
I like Norway.
Alik is just the kind of customer that fellow Pakistani Zulfikar Ali Gill is looking for.
People are coming to Turkey, then they have to move either to Greece or to Bulgaria. From Bulgaria, next, their transit stop is Serbia.
Gil's internet cafe, Biryani House, is a short walk away from Belgrade's main train station where migrants camp out. He says many have money.
These are rich people. They are middle-class people who can afford to move till this place. 500-600 euro per head they are spending here during this transit.
Gil is a tiny, outgoing man dressed formally in a suit. He says he's lived in Finland for 30 years and started opening cafes like this about a decade ago.
I have lot of experience with this people. I know this migration, how it moves. I have studied it.
He will not disclose the name of his company, but claims he's opened scores of internet cafes in Europe.
I'm a lawyer. I know how to do it. I am professional.
In Serbia, he's opened a cafe in Preševo near the Macedonian border and three in Belgrade. Natasha Mjelovic is a Serb who works at the Biryani House near the Belgrade train station. The 19-year-old enjoys practicing her English on the customers.
Customers? Well, Pakistan, Afghanistan mostly, then Syria, Iraq.
But it can be stressful.
People like coming down the stairs and start crying, like after they're talking with someone. Last time that happened, that guy's brother got caught by a police in Turkey and he didn't know where he was and he couldn't get in touch with him.
But fewer migrants and refugees are traveling through Serbia these days. Only a few tents remain in the park near the train station. Zulfikar Ali Gil has noticed.
I never do business with low profit. If today is no profit, tomorrow I shall close.
He's looking to open shops in Romania and Slovenia, where he expects people to go next. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Belgrade.